It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of the early church, we've been looking in the book of Acts. Now, we'll be looking, of course, in other scriptures, but this particularly, we want to look at the early church, the beginning of the early church, and the sanctioning of God's church on this earth. And we've been looking at the day of Pentecost and what took place there. There were unusual happenings that took place on that day, and last time we saw that there was a noise, like wind, that took place there. There was a loud noise. In the Bible, the Holy Spirit is compared to wind. In John chapter 3 and verse 8, it says, "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit." Now, the wind is invisible. The Holy Spirit is invisible. We can't see the Holy Spirit, but when God sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, He caused a great noise to be heard like the wind. He wanted the disciples to know that something very special was happening. And if God had not done this, the disciples might have said, "Well, I wonder if the Holy Spirit really came. We don't see anything, and we didn't hear anything. Well, did something really happen?" This is what they would be wondering. Well, God made it very clear that on this day, something very special was really happening. And might I say that the day of Pentecost will never be reproduced. That God did this one time and He allowed the Holy Spirit to come just as Jesus Christ said He would come. He came with all power. He came to endue, to give believers the power to do the job that He had for them to do while on this earth. Remember, there will never be another Pentecost. But we see something else that happened on that day. Not only was there a noise as a mighty wind, but there was something that took place in Acts chapter 2 and verse 3. It says, "And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them." It wasn't the fire that would consume them, as we read. It was like as a fire. Tongues like as a fire. Not only could the disciples hear something amazing, like the noise, the wind, the mighty rushing wind, but they could also see something amazing. They could see tongues like as a fire. Now, these tongues separated and came to rest upon each believer that was there. God was doing something very special. You know, God wants to light up each believer with the flame of His wonderful presence. According to Acts chapter 2 and verse 3, God was doing a work in each believer, and not one was left out. Every disciple had a tongue like a flame resting over him. God wanted everyone to know that He was doing something special and that every believer was included in this special work. And you're included today as a believer. If you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Bible says that you have the Holy Spirit and you have the power to do what He wants you to do. You have the power to represent Him on this earth. The Bible says, "We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, be ye reconciled to God." That's what the Bible says. God says He wants us to go and tell other people. Be reconciled. Come to Jesus Christ, in other words. He doesn't ask you to do it under your own power to tell these people. He says, "You can go under My power, through the power of the Holy Spirit." And I remind you that the Holy Spirit, He is God. He is the one who will endue us with power. He will give us the power to do what we need to do in order to see other people come to Jesus Christ. He gives us the power to help other Christians to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Well, notice this. Not only was there a great noise as of rushing mighty wind on the day of Pentecost, there was also something like tongues of fire that these people could see. Then we see that there were different languages present. Acts chapter 2 and verse 4, it says, And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Well, now, God did something else very special on the day of Pentecost. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 4, we learned that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. In other words, different languages. If you read Acts chapter 2 and verse 4 through 11, you're going to find out that God gave this for a special purpose. God enabled these people of Galilee to speak in many different languages, languages which they had never learned and did not even know. God was doing something unusual on this day. Remember this. On the day of Pentecost, Peter preached salvation. In other words, Jesus saves to the crowd. In other words, he said, Jesus saves, and about 3,000 souls got saved on the day of Pentecost. If you go back and you read the book of Acts chapter 2, you'll find out there were devout Jews from every nation. There were people there who did not speak the same languages. So, therefore, God did something extra special on that day. He gave the ability through the power of the Holy Spirit for those people to be able to speak in the languages of the people of these nations so they could hear about Jesus Christ. They could come to a saving knowledge just like you and I. They could come to that saving knowledge of knowing Jesus Christ as Savior. See, God is no respecter of persons. He gives us the ability. He gives us the knowledge. He gives us the Scriptures. He gives the Holy Spirit to convict and to draw all men unto Him. When we looked to the cross of Christ, when you looked and I looked, we received Jesus Christ as Savior because we responded favorably. We said, Lord, come into my heart. I receive you as Savior. If you've never done that, you need to do that today. You need to let the Holy Spirit convict your heart. And I know that listening to this broadcast and to these words that I'm speaking, and I speak through the Word of God, it's not me that I want you to really hear. I want you to hear the Holy Spirit's voice speaking to you. And it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's you today. Place your name there for whosoever. That's you. If you'll ask Him, He'll save you just as He saved people on the day of Pentecost. And you're listening to these words today. I'm not speaking in some unknown language to you, unless you're listening in China or somewhere else, someplace else that does not understand what I'm saying. Through the internet today, we know that things can be translated and you can hear in your own words. It can actually be heard in China. Well, you can read in your own language what I'm saying today through the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit. You can know today for sure that you're on your way to heaven by asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart. Well, notice something else that took place on the day of Pentecost. Not only was there a great noise, not only were there tongues like as of fire, and not only were there different languages present that day and given out to those people, but notice that Peter spoke boldly. In Acts chapter 2 and verses 21 through 24, it says this, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's what I just got through saying. Verse 22 goes on to say, you men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. I want you to notice that after the people heard this, verses 37 through 42, it tells us there what happened. It says, when the people, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. And notice in verses 41 and 42, Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. I believe that one of the greatest miracles that took place that day was seeing Peter preach the word of God. This was a man who had denied the Lord. He said, I don't know him. And this was just before our Lord was crucified. He said, I don't know who he is. He walked with the Lord some 3.5 years, and he said, I don't know him. But yet, we see him here, and we know that he went out and wept bitterly after he denied the Lord. He got things right with God. And on the day of Pentecost, God used him greatly. And if you today have denied our Lord, if you've been saved and you know him as Savior, and you're not living for him, you need to do as Peter did. You need to weep bitterly. And you need to say, Oh God, forgive me for not serving you. I want to do your will, Lord. I want to do what you would have me to do. Be serious with God. Get close to him. Ask him to use you. You see, God can use you. You may not see 3,000 souls saved in one day, but thank God you can see people saved because you will give out the word of God once you get things right with him. Do what God wants you to do as a saved person and serve him. Let the Holy Spirit empower you to do his good will. Well, notice, if you would, with me, Acts chapter 2, verses 41 through 42 again. You can demonstrate the presence of the Holy Spirit by others, by doing what the apostles and disciples did on and after the day of Pentecost, according to these verses. And the result could be the same. Once again, maybe not 3,000 souls getting saved in one day, but on the day of Pentecost, notice in verse 41, they received the word. They got saved. Then they got baptized. This means they became a member of that local church in Jerusalem, according to Acts chapter 2. This was the local church. They studied God's word, according to Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. The apostles' doctrine, in other words, that is the word of God. Acts chapter 2 and verse 42 says they had fellowship with other believers. And this is the church. Once again, then in verse 42, it says, they observed the Lord's Supper, breaking of bread. And then in verse 42 again, it says, they prayed together. Do you know him today as your Savior? Are you serving him in a local church? Are you a member of a local church? The Bible says that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. That's unsaved people. They don't assemble themselves for the glory of God, they get together for the glory of man. If you're saved, you need to belong to a local Bible-believing local church, Bible-preaching local church, people who are winning souls and serving God. Now today, we've looked at the book of Acts once again and about the early church. The early church, the church that Jesus Christ said, the gates of hell are not going to prevail against it. Well, today may look bleak, but thank God he is still on the throne and he's able to do whatever he wants to do. And the church, I would tell you this, is alive and well. God's church. And one day we're going to hear him say, Come up hither, and we'll be with him forever.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.